Welcome back to the program. 6:39. I went back in time for just a moment. Time travel.
Well, you did because you were playing air drums. You thought you were channeling your inner Neil Peart there.
Dude, I tried. I practiced. I can't tell you how many hours I would go to the house, get behind my drum kit, crank up the stereo, and practice. And just try and keep up. And it was... There was a couple times where this song, I actually got to the point where I could play this.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, it'd be like, oh,
I'm sure the neighbors loved that.
Oh, my neighbor.
Rush blasting as loud as possible while you were banging away trying to keep time.
We had two drum kits in the living room. My father was a drummer, too. And so my dad and I would play at the same time. And that, oh, yeah, the neighbors loved that. All right. You made mention earlier that there was a percentage of people that said they were going to upgrade their technology to the iPhone 5S.
One third of iPhone users say they're going out and getting the new stuff that was unveiled yesterday.
You're looking at him right here. I am one of those guys. Me and the missus will upgrade to the 5S. Apparently, the device will hit stores on the 20th.
The cheap one or you're getting the expensive one?
It's really interesting that you bring that up because Apple is a genius. In what they have just done, they have created class warfare with the iPhone 5S.
You notice that they did not give you a middle option.
No.
Marketing tells you that if there's a $500 option and a $99 option, people will take the $200 option if it's available.
If it is available. And here's they know that they designed the 5C, that is a less expensive model of the iPhone, and they are marketing it to other countries, India and other countries where coming up with...
$350 for a phone is not practical.
Is a little bit outrageous. So they created a product that gives most of the same services into a new market, a cheaper phone that will go into these markets and will probably sell very well.
The market that they're cracking is China, where... All the phone data goes over one system.
Precisely.
And the cheap Apple phone is now compatible with that system.
There it is. So now they've gotten into a new... Brilliant. But they've also established here in the United States and in other Western countries, you were only able to get the 5C.
iPhone envy.
Oh, I see. I'm so sorry. See, I have... The 5S.
And what does the 5S do that the 5C doesn't?
Makes you feel more.
You spend more for it, so therefore it's a status symbol. What do you mean, what does it do?
Oh, so it doesn't have to do anything more than the 4S. It just has to have a different name on it.
One of the things that they are saying that the 5S will have is a biometric security system.
Oh, yeah, the fingerprint, yeah.
The fingerprint situation, which I hope it works. If it doesn't, just more problems. But yes, I am very eager to get the new phone. The reason I'm upgrading, and this is the truth, I still have, which, by the way, my phone died just a little while ago, so I put it on the charger for the next few minutes. And yes, I'm having iPhone withdrawal. I like to have it right here on my desk while I'm doing the show because I check stuff while I'm doing the programming. Anyway, I still have the iPhone 4. I don't have the 4S or the 5. I've still got the 4. Don't you pity me? I mean, don't you feel sorry for me?
No, I don't.
Come on.
Does it do everything you need it to do?
That's the reason we're getting ready to upgrade is because no. Now it is starting to have technical issues. It's slowing down.
Well, the batteries don't hold a charge. And I thought, I'll just get a new battery. You can't. You can't get a new battery for Apple phones, iPhones.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. They said, the batteries are welded in and you can't replace the batteries.
Aww.
You have to replace the whole phone. I said, isn't that nice?
Again, marketing genius. Absolute marketing genius.
Now, you know what I remember from my episode 2 weeks ago where I put the phone through the wash?
Yeah.
You go to the store to get a new phone.
No.
No one can tell you the real price of the phone because the phone could be $500 for the model that you want.
Right.
Or the exact same phone for 99 cents if you sign a contract.
Precisely. Exactly. So the reason I'm upgrading, my phone is starting to degrade as far as being reliable every once in a while. I remember not too long ago it shut itself off and I couldn't get it to turn back on.
Right.
I still haven't replaced it.
But now I understand you can't get the 5S yet here because the company here doesn't handle it or something?
Well, it goes into stores on the 20th. I'm a Verizon customer.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that very soon after the drop date, Verizon will, have it available. As soon as it's available, I've got it, but I got to wait. So I also found, while I was thinking about this, there are some misconceptions about your tech gadgets. And I know this would be interesting to go over if you are just now getting your phone, if you are believing some of the rumors. You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
More bars, you know, the signal indicator, the little indicator on your thing, more bars means that you've got better service. No. Bars represent strength of signal, how close you are to the tower, how much stuff is in the way. At a concert or a ball game, for example, you can have all the bars on your meter, but no service if there's a lot of people making calls that can interrupt your service or slow things down. Just because you have a strong signal doesn't mean you have a good signal. The camera is better if it has more megapixels. It used to be that way, but the cameras now have passed. I mean, they are superior in quality to what digital cameras used to be. For the amateur photographer, like most of us are, the digital camera we already have on the phone is probably fine, even when you're going to blow things up and post it. So you don't really need to go that far. Here's one that's interesting. When you empty your computer, not so much your phone anymore, but your computer's recycle bin, your files are gone for good, right?
So we're told.
No, they're not. They're still there on the hard drive.
Right.
It's just they are marked as available for overwriting. If they don't get overwritten,
the cops can find them later.
So keep that in mind, Tom. private browsing keeps you anonymous. On most Macs, there's a thing that says private browsing. It does not keep a record of what you're looking at on your computer. But it does keep the record is there on the servers. So there is a record of you doing those disgusting, nasty things that you
just
do.
Stop it.
A lot of people think that Mac computers do not get viruses. That is not true. Macs are immune to viruses designed for the Windows operating systems, but a lot of these hackers are beginning to write viruses for the Mac OS X operating system. If you have that, you probably need some kind of antivirus software.
Well, they keep updating the software. I've got an mm-hmm. Apple. I've got an Apple Mac and iMac at home, and it doesn't get infected. I mean, it doesn't have the flashing messages
right.
and
the blue screen of death.
Yeah, you just don't get that
because the Windows universe is bigger, and the hackers have focused on that part of the computing world.
But they are not leaving Apple alone. They are going to go after Apple. And the last thing is, you don't always have to buy the really expensive connectivity cables. There's a lot of them out there that have gold connectors and all this kind of stuff. If you're just an average user and you're just doing typical everyday things, you don't need to spend all the money on the high-end cables and connections. Standard is fine. You'll be fine.
You didn't deal with the main question we've been asking since the invention of cellular service.
Well, what is that?
Do cell phones give us brain tumors?
No, they don't give us brain tumors.
Extended use of cell phones?
No, I don't believe that they do. I really, truly don't.
We'll find out in a few years.
There are so many cell phones that are used right now, and the occurrence of tumors can easily be explained as a natural occurrence. There's no more tumors happening than there are naturally. I just do not believe that there's a connection with cell phone use or your microwave or using the radar gun in the police cars. I just, you know, all of those. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News, we will be right back.
Apple's new iPad tablet computer is already breaking sales records. But if you're 65 or older and don't care so much about computing as much as you do about staying dry, there's the new iPad. Yes, the iPad connects discreetly to your preferred brand of adult undergarment. And in the event of an accident, in an instant, the new iPad documents the date, exact time, and amount of moisture, so it's easy to keep track of your downloads. The new Apple iPad, because you can't spell Apple without saying PP.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention baseball?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.